This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So now we begin our journey with the first chapter of the Quran, Al-Fatiha. Its name, Al-Fatiha, means the opener. But there is a really beautiful principle here that I want you to think about now, is especially if you're on this journey with me. And that is that often in Arabic, that form of a noun, which implies the active participle, actually means the object. So it's not the opener, it's the opening, or it's what has been opened. And the implication of that is something very important. And that is that it wasn't you who led yourself to this moment. It wasn't you who opened this door. But Allah, God Almighty, if you are here studying Surah Al-Fatiha or looking at the chapter called the opener, it's a reminder that God opened it for you. That you yourself may have packed your bags and set in your mind this journey, but it would not have happened unless God Almighty facilitated it for you. So the actual meaning is what's been opened for you. You may ask, then why does it have that form, Fatiha, not Maftuha? Why is it the form, the opener, and not the opened? Because there is a very important principle that we learn from this chapter of the Quran that is one of the foundations of Islam, and that is even though God controls all things, and even though God guides whoever He wants, you and I have to make effort. And this is something that sometimes religion, especially within the lens of modernity, is criticized for. Like religion undermines people's agency and utility. Well, the name of the chapter is this reminder that yes, God has opened it for you, but you have to be an opener too. So there is a duality. There is the belief in God's power, transcendent power, His ability to guide who He wants. But at the same time, you and I have to get busy. You and I have to make effort. So this is one of the beautiful lessons we learn from Al-Fatiha. That is a foundation of the Quran and a foundation of Islam. That God is transcendent. He controls all things. He's opening everything for us. But you and I still have to walk in. You and I still have to go through that door. So that's the reason and the mystery of why the form is Fatiha, the opener, but it also carries the meaning of Maftuha, what's been opened, so the marriage between human effort and God's transcendent power comes together for this beautiful moment. And this is something that you need to keep here because it's going to present itself over and over and over in the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. We'll continue next time going into greater detail about Surah Al-Fatiha, the opening, the opener, the opened, all in that one word to remind us of our attitude towards Islam. The acquisition of faith is one where I can't just wait. It's one that I have to make effort. And it's not one that I simply and solely rely on my effort. I put forth as much effort as I can, and I leave the results to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum.